Today's episode of the Axon Creative Podcast is brought to you by Away. Away makes first-class luggage at coach prices that allow you to charge your phone on the go. For $20 off a suitcase, go to awaytravel.com/AC and use the promo code AC. Hey everyone, welcome to the Axon Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I am your host. So what drives you? What is it that really drives you when you're doing your best work? Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about what it is that fuels the work that you're most proud of? I think sometimes we are mistaken about the things that actually help us produce better work. I think sometimes we burn fuels that may or may not actually be truly productive. They make us feel productive. They make us feel good. They might actually inspire in us a sense of drive and accomplishment. But I'm not necessarily convinced that some of the fuels that we burn are actually beneficial to us. And so on today's show, I want to talk about the difference between clean fuels and dirty fuels, meaning motivational elements that actually help us produce work and continue to produce work over time, and motivational elements that actually work against us. Even though they seem to get us some gain in the short term, they actually work against us in the long run. So that's what we're going to be diving into today. Hey, did you know that I have a daily show? If you listen to this podcast, you probably do. It's called The Daily Creative. I put out a new episode every single day. It's just a quick 2 to 5 minute tip to help you be prolific, brilliant, and healthy in life and in work. So check it out. Just look for it wherever you listen to podcasts. Again, it's called The Daily Creative with Todd Henry. And would love to have you listen. As a matter of fact, the entire month of April is going to be comprised of listener questions. So if you have a question for the show, just send it to interact@accidentalcreative.com and we'll try to work you in. I think we're full right now in April, but we'll try to work you in our May episodes. Before we dive into today's topic, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by Away. So Away makes affordable, high-quality suitcases that charge your phone. By cutting out the middleman, they're able to offer perfect luggage made with high-quality materials at a much lower price. And it comes in a variety of options. It comes in a ton of colors, multiple sizes. There's a carry-on, there's a bigger carry-on, there's a medium, and there's a large. And they've designed the perfect suitcase to make your travel experience stress-free. The carry-on bags feature 2 USB ports and a high-capacity battery to allow you to charge multiple devices on the go. You know, when you're traveling, I know for me, when I travel for business, I drain power from my devices so quickly. And it's great to know that I don't have to find an outlet. You know, there are certain airports, I won't name them, but certain airports where it's impossible to find an outlet. I never have to worry about that when I'm traveling with my Away bag because I know I can charge my phone or my iPad on the go. Even as I'm walking through the airport, I can plug it in and walk through the airport with my phone and my laptop plugged in. It's great. They're ultra durable. They look fantastic. I love traveling with my Away suitcase. And I have to tell you, so many people stop me and ask me, hey, what kind of suitcase is that? They absolutely love it. And it's a smooth ride in any direction. Again, if you're rushing from connecting flight to connecting flight, you don't want to have to deal with lugging that bag behind you, right? 4 360-degree spinner wheels will not get stuck. You can run through the airport with a thing beside you. I even sometimes push it in front of me when I'm running to my flight. There's a TSA-approved combination lock built right in. And even overpackers can fit everything they need. There's an interior compression system that tightly buckles bulky items. It comes with a lifetime warranty. So if anything breaks, Away is going to fix it for you or replace your bag for life. There's also a risk-free 100-day trial period. So if at any point you decide an Away suitcase is not for you, you can return it for a full refund, no questions asked. So Away has a special offer just for listeners of the Axon Creative Podcast. You can get $20 off a suitcase. All you have to do is go to awaytravel.com/AC and use the promo code AC at checkout. Again, that's awaytravel.com/AC and use promo code AC. You get free shipping anywhere in the lower 48 states. awaytravel.com/AC, promo code AC. And we thank Away for sponsoring this episode of the Axon Creative Podcast. All right, so let me ask you, how many of you have ever heard something like save every rejection letter and use it for fuel, right? Especially writers hear that all the time. Or channel your anger into your work, or show them who they're messing with. And we hear things like this all the time, right? Use rejection and anger as fuel for your work and show them who they're messing with. I hear these kinds of well-intended advice handed out frequently, especially to young aspiring artists and entrepreneurs. And like most advice, it seems profound on the surface, and it actually works for some people for a while. It really does. However, I believe that that advice is often poorly conceived, and I'm going to explain why throughout the course of this episode. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Thank you, Mr. Newton, right? In our universe, energy is conserved, meaning that when you burn something, you release that potential energy into the world where it can be harnessed. So for millennia, humans have burned wood and brush and eventually fossil fuels in order to keep themselves warm, to cook food, and you know, to hurtle through time and space at hundreds of miles per hour, right? However, not all of these fuels that we burn are clean fuels. Some of them burn dirty. They leave byproducts. So, for example, when we burn fossil fuels, it releases gases into the atmosphere that, if too present, can cause harmful side effects to life on Earth. When we burn coal, it leaves soot and ash, and the same thing with wood. There are byproducts, dirty byproducts, when we burn certain kinds of fuel. So I believe that we need to be mindful of the fuels that we burn to motivate our creative work for the very same reason. Some of the fuels that we're commonly encouraged to burn are dirty. All right, they burn dirty when we burn them. Yes, they produce the energy we need to get through our work and maybe even to achieve our goals, but they leave behind a kind of residue on our souls. They darken the window through which we observe the world until everything we experience is tainted by them. So striving to prove other people wrong, for example, will work for a while. It will. It'll work for a while. It will drive you for a while. It might even cause you to get to a point where you accomplish a lot and maybe even are seen as very successful in the eyes of other people. Then, once you've proven everyone wrong, what do you have? What motivates your work once you're on the other side of that argument? In truth, you were never really striving against them, against the other people. You were striving out of a fear that they might be right. And this is why this is a dirty fuel, because you think that they are motivating you. You think that it's working against them that is motivating you, but it's not. You're actually striving out of a fear that they might be right about you, that maybe you weren't actually good enough, that maybe you weren't really worthy of being at this stage, you know, in this room, on this team, whatever it is. You were striving to gain acceptance from someone who had rejected you, which in reality, you know, I guess the acceptance that you really crave is your own. So you were striving to get their acceptance, but really what you want is to accept yourself for your own abilities, your own capabilities. And so this is detrimental to our creative process when we can't even accept our own perspective and our own talents. The deepest fear for many people is not living up to their own self-image. So we do many things to externalize our fears, right? Including demonizing other people who have been, you know, who have tossed fuel on that fire. So we demonize other people who have maybe doubted us or people who haven't chosen us for something. And we turn our energies toward conquering the world of our own doubts by achieving more and more and more. But in the end, no level of achievement can ever quell the internal whispering of, you're not good enough. It's never going to be good enough for them. You don't belong here, right? These are the kinds of whispers that we hear in our ear, and no level of achievement is ever going to silence those voices if the fuel that we're burning is trying to prove them wrong. We need to choose clean fuels to motivate our work. Who are you working for, not against? What change are you creating every single time you choose to sit down and do the work, even when that change isn't readily apparent in the moment, even when you're not really 100% sure what it is you're doing? What change are you trying to create? What are you sacrificing for? You see, clean fuels are for fuels, whereas dirty fuels are against fuels. So when you're working for something, the fuel you burn leaves little residue. However, when you're working against something, you will never fully feel gratified. Even in success, Your success will always be tainted in some way. You might need to continuously tell the story of how you bested someone else. Have you ever met that person who just tells the same stories over and over and over and over again, right? Because they feel like they constantly need to best someone, to remind themselves that, hey, at one point I got the better of this person. You might need to remind yourself over and over that they didn't get the last word. You might need to continue to stir your anger toward them so that you have new motivation as you tackle new projects. Against fuels are always backward looking. They always work to right some wrong that was done in the past rather than focusing on creating possibility in the future. They hold grudges and they whisper in your ear that you're the only one who can set right what has gone wrong. In short, the residue of against fuels is bitterness. You see other people as the enemy rather than as simply people trying to do their best work in the best way they can who happen to disagree with your point of view. Instead, you turn them into the enemy. When bitterness takes root, it makes being creatively generative very challenging. Bitterness bounds possibility because the only creative options available to you are those that allow you to direct your creativity against your enemy. So you're not thinking about possibility. You're only thinking about how can I direct my efforts against this person who I feel like has wronged me in some way. Bitterness is especially destructive when it's targeted inward. Those who are angry about their own inadequacy rarely have the energy necessary to tackle important problems. They become resigned to their fate and they see their shortcomings as a harbinger of ultimate failure and embarrassment. And worse, they blame the world or the universe or God for their situation and are unable or frankly unwilling to do anything about it. Self-targeted against fuels leave the most residue. So what kind of fuel are you burning in your work? Who are you working for? Who are you serving? What change would you like to see through your work? To be clear, it's fine if you know you want to right a wrong, if you're working against what you see to be a wrong, as long as the end result is helping someone who's oppressed by that wrong, not simply vanquishing the wrongdoer, okay? If the removal of a bad leaves a vacuum and it isn't replaced by some kind of good that you're working toward, then it's inevitably going to be the case that that bad situation will simply return if you don't replace a bad with a good. So you can't just work against someone who's doing wrong. You have to work to vanquish the wrongdoer and then replace whatever they were doing with something good to help the person who has done wrong. So why are you choosing to sacrifice for your work instead of taking the easy route? Is there something that underlies your choice to do the difficult thing instead of the comfortable one? There will likely be multiple responses to any of these questions, right? Who are you working for? What change do you want to see? Why do you choose to sacrifice your work? There are going to be multiple answers to that, and that's fine. But once you've taken some time to answer them, I encourage you to consider how many of your responses to these questions are clean fuels versus dirty ones. How many of your responses are for fuels, you're working for something rather than against fuels, meaning that you're working against something. The most profound work that you will ever do will be accomplished when you are burning clean fuel. In the original language, the root of the word passion means to suffer, right? It comes from the word that means to suffer. So when you say that you are passionate about something, it means that you are willing, if necessary, to suffer on its behalf because you care so deeply about the outcome that any temporary discomfort is well worth the suffering. Once you begin to tap into a productive passion, something that animates your best work and propels you forward in hope and possibility, your work will be limitless. But when you reach that point, it will be because you're working for something, you're burning clean fuels, you're not working against something, which leaves residue. So what clean fuels are you burning in producing your work? Hey, I would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. interact@accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com. Also, join the conversation at collective.accidentalcreative.com. That's where we have lots of conversation about these topics in the podcast. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time. I'm gonna get it.